This is the voice of Keith Scott Mumby, and I'm going to accompany you through my forgiveness process. Be sure also to seek out and try the love process and the gratitude process, which are linked with this one. You can rotate them, a different one every day, returning to the first one on day 4, and so on. I want you to start by separating yourself from the frantic everyday world, and just for half an hour, award yourself the status of someone very special. Love yourself enough to give time to carry out these humble but amazingly effective processes. You can do the forgiveness process anywhere, anytime. But to achieve the best results, I want you to relax and lie down. Sprawl on a sofa or lie on the bed if you can. Lie on your back with your arms lightly spread out beside you. If you can't do that, then find a comfortable chair that will let you relax and drop your head. But you can do this on a bus or train if you like. Ready? Close your eyes. Good. Now take in a deep breath gradually over the period of 5 seconds. Now breathe out slowly over a period of 7 seconds. Allow your stomach to expand as you take air into the lower lungs. Take a deep breath in gradually over a period of 5 seconds. Now breathe out slowly over a period of 7 seconds. Breathe in and out slowly. Feel your arms and legs are heavy. Your head is heavy. Your whole body feels heavy. Relaxed and heavy. You feel a little warm. Your breath is slow and relaxed. Your arms and legs are heavy. Now go deep inside, deeper inside, in pursuit of lasting and healing love. It's also about self-worth. Assuming the power to forgive promotes you to the strong, the just, the honorable, and big-hearted. I'm going to talk you through a transformational series of exercises that introduce the power of forgiveness. First, let me say that there is a big misunderstanding about forgiveness which prevents people being more loving, understanding, and forgiving. And that is the belief or fixed idea that to forgive someone is somehow to let them off, to excuse him or her. It follows from the destructive attitude that they should be made to feel bad, to take the blame that is rightly theirs, to suffer maybe, and realize that what they did was wrong. There are several things wrong with this all too common idea. To begin with, people very rarely admit or even recognize that they've done something wrong. When it comes down to it, if matters were thrown open to public opinion, very often outsiders wouldn't see any big deal either. They might wonder why you're making such a fuss. Be humble and let go of the feeling that you're entitled to justice. The truth is, it is a pointless and unrewarding task to try to make someone feel they've done wrong when they don't see it. You're not going to change that, so why set yourself up for misery? Secondly, there is the mistaken belief that when the person who hurts you admits they were in the wrong, you will start to feel better, to be healed. But it's nonsense. The only thing that can change how you feel is you. You create your feelings, all of them, not someone else. To say to a person, "You hurt me," is silly and totally untrue. You hurt yourself. You turn on your feelings. No one else does that. Being hurt is a choice. Choose again, I say. Choose freedom instead. But the third and biggest mistake is to fail to see that forgiveness is something you do that will release your own suffering. It has nothing to do with the person you believe hurt you. Nothing at all. To forgive someone for a wrong they did, even just an imagined wrong, is to be kind and gentle with yourself. Forgiveness releases you, the sufferer. This really is true, and if you've not tried it, you may be unsure. But the moment you start forgiving others, you will see an amazing transformation in yourself. Your pain will lessen. You will feel warmer, more centered, and more loving. That's because forgiveness says you are of great heart and mind. It says you are strong. You can take it. You love yourself too much to let yourself go on hurting. Finally, a fourth reason that failure to forgive is wrong and even dishonest is that you too have hurt others, probably many times. Maybe you told yourself you didn't mean to do it. But does that excuse what you did? Well, what if those who hurt you also did not really mean to do it? Does that not excuse them too? None of us is perfect. None of us is without fault. It's much easier to forgive others when we bear in mind our own weaknesses and failings. Here's a key point. If you can't forgive, it means you're attached to an outcome which can never happen, which is wishing that the past was different. It won't ever be different, so get over it. If somebody did something to you in the past and you can't forgive them, it means you're not accepting the past as it was. That's not clever. Think about it. The past has happened and it's gone. Whatever injury you felt at the time is behind you. You are now in the present. If you drag this painful past into the present, you are the one who suffers. If you let it go, you are released from suffering. What is more, you can become more compassionate and understanding of the person on the other side of that occurrence. But while ever you have got this attachment to a past that didn't happen, feeling regret, wishing it had never happened, resentful, you're going to suffer because it did happen. Now breathe deeply and slowly. Feel yourself relaxed. Your limbs are heavy. You feel a little warm. We're going to start with some positive recalls. While you are doing these exercises and meditations, if feelings come up that are hard for you to experience comfortably, just be with the feelings for a while. Don't resist the feelings. We live by the wise saying of Robert Frost, "The way out is the way through." Keep going. And when you're ready, when you can accept the feeling, simply let it go. Relax. I'm going to ask you to recall a number of pleasant experiences and re-experience that pleasure now, in the present moment. By concentrating on the positive emotions, you drain the negative ones, making their stuck energy available to you now as free life energy. Recall each experience and briefly slip back there in time. Let the pleasure flow into the present. Don't linger, come back to the present. Go on to the next recall. If you cannot recall an incident that applies, leave that question and go on to the next one. If you encounter an unpleasant memory, don't get involved with it. Pull back and recall again the last pleasurable moment. Continue until you're feeling positive. Recall a time when you made a new friend. Recall a time when you discovered a new sensation. Recall a time when you discovered a new interest. Recall a time when you had a new experience. Recall a time when you were really enjoying your holiday. Recall a time when you enjoyed going out to eat. Recall a time when you enjoyed a party. Recall a time when you went someplace different. Recall a time when you found an incident really funny. Recall a time when you were thinking about your future. Recall a time when you had a fantasy come true. Recall a time when you righted a wrong. Recall a time when you gained proper respect after ill treatment. Recall a time when you received a due apology. Recall a time when you enjoyed free time. Recall a time when you enjoyed being alone. Recall a time when you solved a problem. Recall a time when you cut out a bad habit. Recall a time when you found something you thought was lost. Recall a time when you got a bargain. Recall a time when you received a special gift. Recall a time when you gave someone a surprise. Recall a time when you received affection. Recall a time when you got a pleasant hello from a stranger. Recall a time when you gave without expecting anything back. Recall a time when you shared an intimacy. Recall a time when you received exciting news. Recall a time when you cooked a favorite meal. Recall a time when you received a thoughtfully chosen gift. Recall a time when you enjoyed exercising. Recall a time when you were enjoying playing a sport. Recall a time when you had fun dancing. Recall a time when you heard good news. Recall a time when your past decision worked out to be a good one. Recall a time when your past prediction was right. Recall a time when your opinion proved to be correct. Recall a time when you fixed something. Recall a time when you volunteered to do something helpful. Recall a time when you helped relieve another's suffering. Recall a time when you listened with caring and empathy. Recall a time when you made the right rather than an easy decision. Recall a time when you received an unexpected kiss. Recall a time when you hugged someone spontaneously. Recall a time when you finished a challenging assignment. Recall a time when you performed well at work. Recall a time when you learned a new skill. Recall a time when you found meaning and value in your work. Recall a time when you acquired some interesting information. Recall a time when you were prepared with a timely answer. Recall a time when you helped your parents. Next, we do our disidentification exercise. This is to help you let go of your small selves and discover your true self, which is not the mind's ego and subpersonalities, but is another, deeper, sweeter being behind the workings of the mind. An observer, a witness. This deeper you understands love so well and finds forgiveness much easier. Say these phrases to yourself as I cue them for you. Really say each phrase to yourself and mean it. I have many emotions, and I am not my emotions. I have many thoughts, and I am not my thoughts. I have many accomplishments, and I am not my accomplishments. I have many possessions, and I'm not my possessions. I have many roles that I play, and I am not my roles. I have many ways of being, and I am not my ways of being. I have a body, and I am not my body. I am a pure center of awareness and choice. Now, say to yourself and truly mean it. I accept myself as I am right now. Embrace yourself with loving compassion. Now we come to Ho'oponopono, the lovely Hawaiian practice of full reconciliation, healing, and forgiveness. Remember, forgiveness is an act of loving yourself. It is really unimportant what effect it has on the person who hurt you. But often, you may be surprised what good it does and how it can change other people's feelings as well as your own. It's important as you practice that you are observing your feelings, thoughts, deeds, and actions. Observations of ill will, anger, frustration, dis-ease will warn you when you are responding from memory instead of from being. Responses of being, on the other hand, will bring energy, focus, and the ability to be in the present moment without effort. When you notice you've dropped into memory, take a moment to ask your subconscious what it is inside of you that has caused this reaction, response, feeling, whatever. If an actual memory surfaces, you address it, acknowledge it for its presence, and thank it for trying to protect you from harm. Now, one at a time, say the following heartfelt statements. Truly mean what you say. To yourself, say, I'm sorry. Please forgive me. Thank you. I love you. To your nearest and dearest on earth, say, I'm sorry. Please forgive me. Thank you. I love you. To the earth herself, say, I'm sorry. Please forgive me. Thank you. I love you. To God, say, I'm sorry. Please forgive me. Thank you. I love you. And then a Buddhist metta meditation for loving compassion. Think of a person saying of them, may you be happy. May you be healthy. May you be safe. To each person who comes to mind, say of them, may you be happy, may you be healthy, may you be safe. I'll give you a little time to do this with 3 or 4 people. Then to yourself say, may you be happy, may you be healthy, may you be safe. Finally, affirm, I am happy, I am healthy, I am safe. Having activated and opened your heart chakra, you should find it easier to forgive. Think of a person who has hurt you and say the following, really mean it. I fully and freely forgive you. The past is gone. All wounds are healed. I wish you well in life. May you have peace and blessings. May you find love. Now think of someone else you feel has hurt you. Say to them also and really mean it. I fully and freely forgive you. The past is gone. All wounds are healed. I wish you well in life. May you have peace and blessings. May you find love. Think of times in your own life when your wrong actions have hurt or disappointed others. None of us is perfect. None of us is without fault. It's much easier to forgive others when we bear in mind our own weaknesses and failings. Find another person you feel has hurt you. Say to them also and really mean it. I fully and freely forgive you. The past is gone. All wounds are healed. I wish you well in life. May you have peace and blessings. May you find love. I leave you now for a few moments to find others you have met who it would be good to forgive. Wherever you are stuck and upset with someone, love yourself enough to forgive that person and so find your own release and freedom from suffering. Say to each person you think of, I fully and freely forgive you. The past is gone. All wounds are healed. I wish you well in life. May you have peace and blessings. May you find love. Remember, only forgiveness can bring relief and lasting healing. Forgiveness is love's way of letting go into lasting freedom. No matter how large or small or deeply submerged the pain, forgiveness is the healing solution. And remember this too. It is not necessary for you to forgive someone face to face. In fact, it might not be a good idea. This may seem to make you appear haughty or superior. If you've understood this meditation fully, you will have realized that it's not necessary for you to say or write anything to the other person. What you say to yourself in your own heart is what really heals. Do this program often. Become more forgiving. Become more love. Blessings.